Flop, flop the Euro bot.
Oh no! Oh, stop! Stop the Eurobop! Stop!
I'm just sorry. I've got the keyboard. I was just trying to come up with a theme tune for Flop the Eurobop.
You were trying, anyway. You were trying my patience.
It's very early days in the curation process for Flop the Eurobop, the theme tune. God. But I could work on it. We'll see how that goes. Hey, it's proving to be a very good feature, isn't it? Although this one's got me stumped.
Oh, I think I might have got it now. We've got another clue for Luke's Flop the Eurobop question. That's going to come a little bit later, but we've still got lots to talk about in the meantime on this edition of Norpois.
Norpois is shameful.
Norpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Norpois is no fun.
Yeah, welcome to Norpois, the Eurovision fan podcast with myself, Martin, and Laura. We are fans of the Eurovision Song Contest. We are based here in the UK, but my goodness, we don't know everything there is to know about it.
No.
Far from it. And we are learning with the help of you and with the help of our guests as well, who join us from time to time. We learn and move through this weird world of one of the biggest television shows anywhere in the whole globe. Mm. And lots to come in this particular edition. Yes, as we mentioned, Flop the Eurobop will conclude with Luke's answer to Luke's one, which is still going around in my head, even though I don't know what it actually is. And there's lots of other news, which we shall get to in just a moment. But first, a massive thank you.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Just last week, we told you that we have started up a new Patreon for the podcast. It's essentially because, you know, we don't do this to make money, but we do obviously have to host the podcast. There is a little bit of admin and things that go into it. So we thought, well, if we can at least cover those costs, that would be great. Obviously, if we get over that, we can obviously think about covering things for going to Eurovision and things like that. But thank you so much. We only announced this last week, and thank you so much. We already have one Patreon supporter. So thank you so much to Emma Young, for supporting us.
Oh yeah, thank you so much, Emma. Honestly, really, really kind of you. And it's great to see that you're wanting to get involved, and you're wanting to put your money where your listening is. Put your money where your ears are.
We're trying come up with better thank you.
Yeah.
If we get anyone else, it might just be Star Emma helping us out here. But if you do want to get involved, if you enjoy the podcast and you want to support us, it is only a quid to support it. Or if you really want to support it, you can also go for the sort of loyal contributor £3 support. It's once a month, and basically what you get from that is you get early access, at least 24 hours early access to the podcast, and that's on our Patreon, patreon.com/Norpois, Nulpoints, and you can hear us even earlier.
Mm, and that is what we're doing for now. We are thinking of, maybe as the number of patrons increase, maybe giving you a little bit more as well. And
yes,
we're thinking some one-off things we could do just for Patreon supporters. So if you enjoy the podcast and if you enjoy our ramblings, might be worth getting involved in that. Like I say, it's just a quid a month if you fancy contributing. If you don't know, equally just as fine. We are very, very happy to be here talking about the Eurovision Song Contest, which is what we're going to do right now. And Italian winners Måneskin are back in the headlines.
Yes, they are. And some of the news about this is good, but some of the news isn't. Fans are a little bit annoyed, I have to say, with Måneskin. But we'll take it. We'll explain all of it. Basically, Måneskin, they've been booked to perform at the MTV VMAs. That's the Video Music Awards of this year, and along with some huge names, Lizzo, K-pop group Blackpink, Jack Harlow.
Blackpink in your area.
Oh, thank you for that.
One of the Blackpink, yeah. Blackpink songs. Blackpink in your area.
I don't think they sing it like that. I don't think they're...
Hello, Blackpink in your area.
Oh, they're not from Yorkshire. As far as I know. Well, yeah, so Måneskin, as you say, Italian winners of Eurovision, they have been booked to perform in the VMAs, which is a big deal, really, especially for a Eurovision act. Not to belittle Eurovision, but I think normally they have success for quite a while in Europe, but sometimes don't really translate across the pond to America. And Måneskin, I think we can safely say, definitely have done that, especially with the help of TikTok. So they're going to be performing, and it's a big event. It's, you know, I mean, I guess the thing is that as well, Måneskin's videos have been pretty well liked. You know, they're quite sexy, they're quite naughty, So they're going to be performing. What that does mean, though, and this is the kind of controversy around it all, is they were booked to perform at Reading and Leeds Festival, which is a big music festival in the UK, on the same weekend. And because of that, they have pulled out of that festival.
Now, that is obviously not good if you happen to be going to Reading and Leeds and you wanted to go and see Måneskin, because you might have paid a lot of money for the tickets to that, and you feel like you've been cheated out of seeing your favourite band.
Yeah, and I have to say, I guess I can understand it from their point of view, because, you know, they are playing a lot of festivals, whereas this is something, the VMAs are something of their own, you know, special thing that then they're not going to get to perform at something like that again. I'm guessing they maybe are nominated for some awards as well, or might be presenting an award or doing something as well as performing. But performing on itself, it's a big, you know, it's a big deal to be doing that. But also I can see it from the side of the fans, who are already annoyed because Rage Against the Machine have pulled out of Reading Leeds as well. Although I don't know if there's many people who are fans of Rage Against the Machine and Måneskin.
I don't know. I think there's a bit of crossover there, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose there is a bit of a crossover. I suppose Måneskin are a bit more kind of glam metal, whereas Rage Against the Machine, slightly different in that respect. But I suppose they're on the same sort of spectrum. If you are a fan of both, do get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're going to Reading and Leeds and very disappointed about not being able to see Måneskin. But that's the sort of be all and end all of it. Fans quite gutted that Måneskin are pulled out, and there's been a lot of reaction online to this. Someone called ESC Luke has said Måneskin skipping a whole festival for a 3-minute TV gig is a new kind of embarrassment for them. Let's not lie about it. And I suppose when you put it like that, they maybe do have a point.
Yeah, do you know what? This whole thing makes me feel a bit funny, because for quite a while now, in fact, ever since their Eurovision win, there's been a lot of negativity towards Måneskin, and some of that and
positivity as well. I think there's lots of people who love them.
No, sure. I mean, no, but this is it. People do love them. But yeah. I've just noticed, and maybe it's because we just have happened to have talked about it a bit on this podcast, but I just think that maybe there is some a cohort of Eurovision fans, by no means all, but a cohort of Eurovision fans who seem to criticise Måneskin. And I'm not sure where that really comes from, because remember there was the whole bit about them taking the stuff about the Eurovision win off their social media, and that really angered a lot of Eurovision fans. And now this, and then there was the whole snorting cocaine that didn't happen thing. And I don't know, it just feels like there is a little bit of bad blood there. I don't want to like tar everyone with the same brush here and say that all Eurovision fans hate Måneskin. Not what I'm saying at all, but
they
don't. We love them. We absolutely love them. But I wonder whether there is just a cohort of Eurovision fans who've got the hump with them, basically, for some reason.
I mean, I'll be honest, I think that's the case with every Eurovision act who wins, though, because there will be some people who are annoyed that they won, or some people annoyed with certain things that they do. You know, as with every fan base, there are going to be a minority of fans who get very annoyed if their chosen winner doesn't win and take extreme... You know, we've spoken to people in the past who have said they get targeted by Eurovision fans about that kind of thing. Thankfully, you know, maybe because we're a little bit more on the outside, we don't get that. But I think it does happen. I will say, here are two sort of different views on the same situation on Twitter that I found. So someone called Josh on Twitter saying, Måneskin have had a shocker here, pulling out of the lineup for both Reading and Leeds just to perform one song at the VMAs. And the performing supermodel, by the way, that's what they'll be performing. Certainly going to alienate parts of their fan base and make people lose some respect for them. But then someone else called Visionary Dream on Twitter saying, I totally get the frustration about Måneskin, but I'm just wondering if we know whether they really get to decide these kind of things, or it's just their management making those terrible decisions, which I think is a fair point as well.
Do you remember when you and I went to interview Darvey?
How can I forget?
We went to London. By the way, if you've missed that episode.
Go
great and
episode.
Scroll back. I think it was from like November of last year, wasn't it? Something like that. Go and check that out because, well, we had great fun and it's a really interesting conversation. But I seem to remember one of the things that Darcy talked about was there was a small but vocal minority of Eurovision fans on social media who gave him a lot of grief and he found it really difficult.
Mm.
He didn't think that there would be that because Eurovision is so fun and everybody supports everybody else. You think that that's all what it is, but some people really use negativity against who they saw as the front runner when they wanted their particular act to win. And you wonder whether it's this same minority who then continue that after the win.
Yes, although I think we should separate that from this story a little bit, because I think fans should rightfully be a bit upset if they had wanted to, if they paid
sure.
money to see them and then they've pulled out at quite a late, it's very, you know, Reading and Leeds is in, I think, 2 weeks' time. It's the 28th of August, so, or 1 week whenever this goes out. But, you know, I can sympathise with fans who are annoyed at Måneskin for this. You know, it doesn't mean that they're perhaps in this slightly more vocal minority.
No, agreed. Okay, well, look at this. We've had a quite old ding-dong of a discussion, haven't we? And your thoughts wanted, as always, and the way you can get in touch coming up at the end of the podcast.
Let's just have a quick check-in. We had all the hype and excitement last week, of course, and do check back on that episode where we thoroughly go into that BBC shortlist that they've announced, the seven cities who could host Eurovision next year, which are, of course, Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle and Sheffield. Let's just check in. I thought we should have a look at what the odds are saying at the moment. Now, this is with a caveat. Obviously, we know the odds don't necessarily mean everything. I mean, I do think on Eurovisionworld.com, the odds that they get for this are pretty accurate. They have been when they try to predict Eurovision winners, you know, within the sort of top two, that they get it pretty well spot on. And a surprise, surprise, in at number one is Glasgow still. And I'll be honest, I'm now of the opinion that it will be Glasgow. I'd love it to be Manchester, but I think things I've been hearing on the grapevine, I think it's going to be Glasgow.
What grapevines are these that you've been hearing things on?
Listen, I can't reveal my sources.
Yes,
and
you can.
Also, it doesn't actually mean because of these sources that I know anything. Just little rumours, things like that.
Sorry, who are these
what
sources?
People have been saying.
Who are the sources? Why don't I know about the sources?
No, I... But, well,
do
because
I know
they're
the
not,
sources?
There's not verified things, but it's just people who are in... a bit more expert on this kind of thing.
Why are you being so cagey about who the sources are? Just say who the sources are.
No, I don't know anything. I'm making it sound like I know more than I do. I don't.
But you've been talking to sources.
I've spoken to a few people who are into Eurovision and have given their thoughts about it, and I've agreed and been like, oh, actually, yeah, the way you say it like that, it could be in Glasgow. So that's the only thing. I've not been told anything. I just want to say this now in case someone thinks, oh, you've just said it's going to be there. I don't know anything. That's a caveat there.
Cress knows where it's going to be.
No, stop it. I want to make that very clear. I don't know anything. I've not been given any information. It's simply someone has given some points such as, you know, well, it's a fantastic city, the venue, it could do all this stuff, it's cleared its calendar, it can, you know. I was like, okay, that does make sense, actually. I could see, you know, again, I always thought it was a front runner. Oh, dear. Shall I just tell
you?
You're
not saying who the person is that you've been speaking to.
Well, no, because then it makes it sound like I have specific information when I don't. Because if I say the person, you'll be like, oh, well, they definitely know. And I, you know, they don't. So
do I know who the person is?
Yes.
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know.
Okay, hold
on.
I just know. I want to make a gesture to you that should reveal who I think
okay.
it is.
Yes.
It's that person. Yeah.
What a terrible part of the podcast this is. We're just like gesturing to each other through Zoom. Sorry about this, listeners.
I did a little gesture to Cress.
Listen, I'll have a chat with you after. I'll have a chat with you after the episode. But honestly, I don't know anything. It's just they, you know, they're okay. Anyway, The top seven in the bookies at the moment, in at number seven, I don't think this is a surprise, Sheffield. Next is Newcastle at six. Fifth is Leeds. Fourth, Liverpool. Thought that might be a bit higher up, but third is Manchester. Second, still Birmingham. I think a lot of people thinking, well, Birmingham has hosted it. Birmingham, you know, I guess the BBC is moving a bit towards more Birmingham. It's moved some of its offices there. It's building a new office in Birmingham. So that could be why. I think another reason I've sort of moved away from thinking, oh, it's definitely going to be Manchester, is just that, as we said last week, the BBC already has this big hub in Manchester, so it might want to branch out a bit. I thought at the time, I was thinking, well, because it's got a hub in Manchester, that's great because then it's already there. But they might want to say, well, we've got the hub, now let's go elsewhere, you know, Glasgow, let's go Birmingham. And I don't think it's Birmingham because Birmingham's already hosted it. I'm thinking, I don't know, we've still got a long time to go though. I think it's probably going to be like mid-September before we know.
It's certainly looking like all of the chatter is going in the direction of Glasgow.
Yeah,
people don't
Which would be great.
It would be great. I'm all for it. Just we originally thought it was going to be Manchester, but all the talk now appears to be Glasgow. And I think you've got to kind of... You got to go where the wind blows a little bit, and I don't know. It does seem to be coming down on Glasgow. I mean, what's this? A percentage chance here of 39% Glasgow. I mean, Birmingham's on 27%, and Manchester's on just 11%. So
yeah, I would have thought that'd be the other way around with Birmingham and Manchester. But again, I've given my reasons why that. We'd love to hear from you guys, your thoughts on that. Thank you to Luke, by the way, who, as well as giving us his Flop the Bop, which we'll go to shortly, a little clue and the question about it, also came in with his thoughts. I won't go through all of them, but his favourite is Manchester as well, saying biggest Ukrainian population outside London, which could, you know, that could stand well for it, to be fair. Biggest arena by far, and that's Luke's favourite. He also, though, says Glasgow is a perfect choice for obvious reasons. You know, again, with the Eurovision movie, I'm guessing he's relating to there. So there we go. I think everyone's sort of saying the same thing. It just depends whether the BBC agrees with it.
Right, shall I just try once more and try and come up with a theme tune here?
Oh, if you must, okay.
Flop! The Eurobop!
No, it needs work.
It does. It really does. Unlike Luke's question, thank you very much again, Luke, for sending us your question. And just to explain what this is, obviously, it's us or it's you guys. If you want to send us in a little taster, a little sample, it's us singing a Eurovision song. But the only requisite is that it's singing it badly. So you've got to sing it badly and we've got to try and guess what the song is that you're singing. It doesn't have to be a Eurovision winner. It could just be an entrant. So thank you very much to Luke for sending us, and let's just listen to it again, shall we?
It's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just don't know what's going on.
Now, I think I did get it, but only because he then very helpfully came back with a little bit of a clue. And obviously, do play along at home. Let us know if you got it just from hearing it. But Luke gave us a bit of a clue, and at first it stumped me, but then I think I got it. And he said the title of the song is A Question. Now, first of all, I thought, oh, is it What's Another Year? But I thought, oh, it doesn't sound like What's Another Year. And I was just trying to get, basically just then started thinking of questions. And
Save Your Kisses for Me?
That's not a question, though.
Oh, I thought it was Save Your Kisses for Me?
But that's...
Will you save them for me?
No, I think there's more of a command in that song rather than a...
Oh, okay.
Will you?
Like a, oi!
Oi! Save your kisses for me! You're nicked!
Right.
No, it isn't that. Shall we reveal? I'll be interested to know if anyone got this. Shall we reveal the answer? Here it is.
Where are you? I would drive through the rain. Walk a desert place. You could unlock these chains. Where are you now?
From 1998, it's Imani and... Where are you?
See?
A question. Very good. Represented the UK in 1998.
When you hear the chorus, it does, you're like, oh, of course. You know, I will say the Donald Duck impression maybe threw us a little bit, but we loved it. I really appreciate you taking part, Luke. Did anyone get it at home? Did you get it without getting that question clue? Do let us know.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to hear from you. And flop the Euro bot. Hold on.
Flop the Euro bot.
That returns at the same time next week. We're going to do that. But yeah, please do let us know if you got that and whether you thought you had the right answer or, like me, you were a complete thicko and didn't get anywhere near. Here's how you can get in touch.
Indeed. Please do get in touch. We'd love to know your thoughts on the Monoskin debacle, whether you got the Eurobop and, of course, those host city odds again. Do get in touch. We're on Twitter at Poirnull on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. We are Null Poir Podcast on Instagram. If you want to talk to us there, thank you very much to Nathan Casty, by the way, who got in touch on Instagram and said, great name for a podcast. Thank you, Nathan. We appreciate that. We're glad you like the name. I hope you also enjoy the content as well as the name. Thank you very much for that. If you do want to email us as well, we are nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We're still looking for more Flop the Bop. Really simple. Just, you know, record on your phone a very quick thing of you doing a... It's got to be bad. You don't have to sound like Donald Duck. It can just be you singing badly. And send it to us, probably on email is the best bet, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. Do include the answer, maybe in a separate email. Thank you to Luke, who did it in a very cryptic way. He the answer was in code, which was brilliant. So thanks for that, Luke. And just, yeah, let us know. Otherwise, obviously, we'll be doing it as well, but we'd love to get you involved too.
Absolutely, we would. And yes, thank you for sending the answer in code. It took me a long time to try and decipher it, but it was very clever, I have to say. I was very impressed by it all. But yeah, if you want to get in touch. Also, a final mention again to Patreon. If you do have just a couple of quid to chuck our way, just so that we can cover some of the costs of hosting this podcast, because we do lose a load of money, but that's, you know, that's fine.
We're
absolutely fine with that.
But, oh, yeah,
we just do it for fun. But it would be nice to maybe just be able to cover the costs of hosting it. Patreon.com/nullpoir is where you need to go, and you can chuck a couple of quid our way. It'd be really, really kind
and
of
thank
you.
So you can again,
do that
Emma.
Right now. And thank you again, Emma, indeed.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll say this. I'm going to be a little bit busy next week because I'm going to a music festival, and then I'm going to be in Germany as part of my other passion, gaming. But I'll see if I can, you know, maybe I could. I'll try and do something.
I reckon we can get you on from Germany.
Yeah,
definitely. Maybe not the music festival, because they're notoriously bad for signal, but
yeah.
Germany, I reckon that's possible.
Right, so I'll join you next week from Germany, I guess.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Right, yes. Auf Wiedersehen then to Kress, and I don't know what the German is for bon voyage, but bon voyage. And we will speak to you next time, and you will hear from us on the next edition of Null Poir. Do you speak any German then?
Yeah, ambition.
Yes, it's 3:45.
All right, bye.